making yourself comfortable in your mindfulness meditation posture. Feet are firmly on the ground, noticing the contact points. Letting your awareness now travel up your legs, your right leg, to your knee, to your hip, and up your left leg from your ankle to your knee, to your hip. Breath and a softness into your belly. Just inviting that breath to become a little bit deeper, a little bit wider, a little bit longer. Not forcing it, it's a gentle invitation. Today we're looking at the mindfulness attitude of compassion. And compassion can be often mistaken for empathy, and it can often be extended to everybody else before it comes to ourselves. Compassion is best described as befriending, but befriending ourselves first and foremost, because when we do, we transform our relationships with others, with the world, with everything. Yet often the relationship we have with ourselves is the one that's most harsh. We beat ourselves up for things that we did or didn't do. We might have feelings of not being good enough, not achieving enough, and so on. So compassion is about cultivating a kindness towards ourselves. And we do so that we can encourage ourselves to be all that we can be, to achieve our goals, our dreams. To deal with setbacks. To deal with mistakes. To deal with failures. Whatever it is that happens in our lives, we can bring a sense of compassion to it. It helps us to move to a more productive way of being, to see solutions instead of beating ourselves up for things that we did or didn't do. We're going to use that. We're going to cultivate that sense of compassion with a mantra today. I'm not expected to believe it, but you say the words as if you do. Say the words as an invitation, as an aspiration that someday you will. Use a little bit of acting or such to get yourself there. This may take a little bit of time, of course it will. So start very simply with the words, may I be well. And may I be happy. And then may I find peace within. Slowly and intentionally dropping these words into your body. You might notice some objections, perfectly normal. The more objection that you notice or resistance that you notice in your body, the more this meditation will be of benefit to you. May I be well. May I be happy. May I find peace within. May I be well. May I be happy. May I find peace within. Of course, your mind will tell you all the reasons why you're not well or happy or not at peace. So isn't about trying to convince your mind. It's simply about cultivating a different state within your body. Back to the mantra anyway. And then call to mind a good friend, somebody that you have uncomplicated feelings towards, the sibling, our friend, or a pet, loved one. Offering the mantra to this person. May you be well, happy, at peace. You may notice that it's easier to wish this for your friend, your loved one, as for yourself. That's, again, perfectly normal. Imagine your well wish, your compassion traveling to your friend or your loved one through your mantra. And then bringing it back to yourself. May I be well. Happy. At peace. Imagining your life for a moment. If you were all of those things, how would that be? And you can bring this mantra with you as you go about your day. Especially in moments where you find you might be going into a negative internal dialogue. For now, we finish this practice. Wiggling fingers and toes and slowly beginning to open your eyes whenever you feel ready to do so. Namaste.